When Maggie Hassan went public with her plans to challenge Republican Kelly Ayotte for her U.S. Senate seat, she didn't do it in a room full of supporters or standing behind a bunting-draped podium. She headed straight to the internet.
We need a response from Washington that meets the progress we're making here at home.
And though this high-profile matchup is just a day old, as NHPR's Josh Rogers reports, on the digital front, it's already moving fast.
Head to Twitter, YouTube, or open your email. And if you have anything to do with New Hampshire politics, that Hassan-Ayotte U.S. Senate race is already almost omnipresent. There are web ads like this one from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce going after Hassan.
What could we expect from Maggie Hassan in Washington? The same dysfunction she has already brought to Concord.
There are videos touting policy initiatives like this one from Kelly Ayotte.
Women should not have to choose between their jobs and a healthy pregnancy.
Then there are the fundraising emails. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, for instance, is putting the arm on donors for Maggie Hassan. And don't forget all those tweets. Type in the hashtag NHSen, and you can read them by the hundred. Presidential hopeful Jeb Bush tried to give Kelly Ayotte an early boost on Twitter. According to GOP political consultant Pat Griffin, it makes sense that this race, pitting two up-and-comers in a contest that could tip the balance of power in the U.S. Senate, would generate plenty of immediate digital action from partisans. But Griffin says it may make particular sense this year.
You know, right now, New Hampshire voters are being bombarded with campaign messages from presidential candidates.
It's probably easier, he says, and it's certainly less expensive to, if not cut through that noise, at least stay below it digitally and stay busy reaching out to supporters here and elsewhere who can lend a hand or cut a check.
For both of the candidates, it's about raising as much money as you can. And one of the ways to do that is to create the presence of a campaign digitally.
And a strong digital campaign, targeted and well-tailored, could also shrink a problem both Ayotte and Hassan have to solve. How to run towards 2016 as hard as possible without giving the appearance that they're looking past their current responsibilities.
Do you find your current job too stressful, too burdensome?
As this digital ad from the National Republican Senatorial Committee suggests, people are already watching for slip-ups.
This alarming abuse of power will give her all the free time she needs.
To for NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.
And run for an even higher office.